I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome back to Grow and Grind, the podcast. If you are new here, I'm Laura, and this podcast is just a space for me to discuss whatever's on my mind and pour out all of my many thoughts into this audio form to share with you. Now, this podcast is a wellness chatty style podcast. And so each week there'll be a new episode that covers something in that realm that's been on my mind recently. I research a new topic per week and chat to you about my findings. So I try to be a learn-it-all person. So here's my audio version of a notepad, I guess. Anyway, today's episode is all about the power of delayed gratification and why instant gratification is stopping you from achieving those long-term goals that you're dreaming and aiming for. Now, this episode is going to have a pretty quick intro today, as I don't really have any life updates this week. It's been pretty easygoing, just doing my 9 to 6 every day, plodding along, reading, listening to many a podcast and audiobook. Speaking of things that I've been enjoying, though, I may as well just share some. I am currently reading this book, which is called Boy Parts by Eliza Clark. Now, this is part of Seffy and Wing's book club, so they run the podcast called Goes Without Saying, my fave podcast. And I've joined their book club, and this is their book club pick for the month. I'm not 100% sure how to feel about this one. I'm not going to lie. I really preferred Black Swans, which was last month's pick. However, I'm only like 81 pages in, so I feel like I need to give it a chance. You know, we can't judge it that fast. So anyway, that's a recommendation-ish. I'll update you on my progress with that in the next episode, because I hopefully will have finished it by then and moved on to something else. So that's very exciting. Also, I'm sat here with my hot chocolate, and I've just put way too much choc in the hot chocolate, and I'm not sure how to feel about it. It's not really, you know, my vibe. It genuinely tastes like I've melted down like a 90% chocolate bar. However, I of course have a second drink, and I actually don't have a third today, which is a bit of a win for me. If anyone knows me in my private life, you know I carry around like 3 drinks with me everywhere I go. I have like a hot drink, I have like a fun drink, and then I have like, you know, my hydration, you know, like my water, my squash. Good to stay hydrated though. Anyway, how are you doing? I hope you're well. I hope you're looking after yourself today and prioritizing something that means a lot to you. And I just hope that this episode in general makes you think about what those things really are. And if there's something that you haven't thought about, like please don't feel any pressure. This episode is basically just telling you what I've learned and what I'm implementing into my life and what you could maybe implement into yours. So hopefully this episode gives you a little bit of insight into the topic of gratification, whether that's instant or delayed. It's such an interesting topic, and I'm really, really glad that I delved into this. Psychology is something that I am so passionate about, so I can't wait to share future psychology things with you too. Anyway, before I get into my highs and lows of the week, please follow the Instagram for the podcast, which is Grow and Grind Pod on Instagram. I am in the process of making some like really nicely designed and illustrated posts for the feed and for the stories. So I'm very, very excited about that. It's just been so busy. I feel like I'm I start something and then I'm like, oh my God, something else just goes wrong in my life. And then I'm like, oh my God, I now have to do this and that and this. Yeah, it's been a busy time. I also obviously work full time. So anything I do outside of work is purely on a hobby basis. I didn't put any pressure on it anymore. I'm recording this on like an evening after a full day in the office. I'm very, very tired, but I love this. And we're following what I'm going to say in this episode of delayed gratification. also, I would love, love, love to see where you're listening to this. Like, are you on a walk? If you are, take a pic, tag me, share on Instagram. Are you studying, sketching, working? What are you doing? I feel like it's always really interesting to me to know what everyone's up to when listening to podcasts, because I listen to podcasts whenever I can. Whenever I get any kind of inconvenience in my day, whenever there's any convenience in my day, I'm always just listening to a podcast. And yeah, I love it. So I would love to know when, like, you turn to my podcast, because I feel like that might influence ways I do my future episodes. Like, if you listen in the morning, like, maybe we make them a bit more, like, motivational. And if we're listening in the evening, maybe it's, like, oh, really calming. Maybe you fall asleep to them. I don't know. Does anyone fall asleep to these episodes? That would be amazing. But also, am I boring? Anyway, right, I said this intro was not going to be long, so here we are. All right, we make it to highs and lows. So my high of the week is that I had the most relaxing, fun weekend. I went to a museum. How fun. Now, don't get me wrong, I did not go to, like, you know, a really, like, history of the British. It's not for me, okay? I went to an art museum, of course, and I just went around and looked at, like, beautiful paintings. And I really enjoyed myself. I went to the Tate Britain in London, which, if you don't know and you live in London or you're visiting London, it's free to enter. There are so many amazing artworks there, and it's really, really nice to just, like, walk around and vibe. Like, people are just chilling. There's people walking around with sketchbooks, like, sketching various paintings, and, oh, it's just vibe. It's a huge vibe. However, I asked any maybe bought a £30 art related book from there. Yeah. Anyway, so that was fun though, and I'm really excited to read it, and it will be on my coffee table for the rest of my life because of how expensive it was. And also, I think it's supposed to be an amazing book, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't have bought it. So yeah, not too big of an issue. But anyway, my weekend, as I said, was just so chilled, so relaxed. I really just needed to sit and do nothing, like binge a TV show. It just felt very overdue. And really, since I was on holiday, which was kind of like about a month ago now, I haven't taken any time off. I've just been, like, so focused on either, like, creating content or work or, like, life. I've met up with a bunch of people. Like, I feel like I have just been all over the place and doing so much that actually, like, I really just needed a day to just be like, whoa, I'm just gonna stay here and do nothing. So that was fun. My low of the week. Now, this one isn't that great. So I got to work yesterday and I was like, got there and I was like, I didn't feel good. So I went to the toilet and I just looked at myself in the mirror and I was literally white as a ghost. And I'm pale anyway, but I was grey. And I was like, oh my God. And obviously I was unwell, and I'm not going to say it in case anyone has any phobias, but I wasn't very well. And yeah, I then sat in the office and continued on my day because I'm a fighter. And I do not give in to whatever the hell it was. I don't know what was going on in the House of Commons. However, I'm feeling a hell of a lot better now. I'm sure you're glad to know. I slept it off last night, but I guess that's the low of my week. I didn't really want to be ill on a Tuesday morning at like 7:30 in the morning. It wasn't ideal. I feel so much better today, but I've still got like a little bit of a headache. And I'm like, oh, God's sake, go away. But it will eventually. And I know that, so it's fine. Those are my highs and lows for this week. Let's get into the episode. Okay, so we're going to start with the definitions of delayed and instant gratification. I thought it would be best to start with this because for me, like, I have always heard of, like, oh, delayed gratification, you know, like, but to be honest with you, I've never, like, fully known exactly what that meant. I've just been like, yeah, long term. Mm-hmm. Cool. So these are the actual definitions of both of them. So delayed gratification is the resistance to the temptation of an immediate pleasure in the hopes of obtaining a valuable and long-lasting reward in the long term. Whereas instant gratification, or the pleasure principle, is a term that refers to the temptation and resulting tendency to forego a future benefit in order to obtain a less rewarding but more immediate benefit. So essentially choosing something in that moment that could completely throw off something that you've been working towards in the long term. So the pleasure principle, I know I said like kind of instant gratification or the pleasure principle. The pleasure principle, sorry, I don't know, it's really hard to say the word pleasure. For me, I think it's my accent. Anyway, the pleasure principle is the instinct, I've said pleasure too much now, it's a bit awkward. The pleasure principle is the instinctual seeking of pleasure and avoidance of pain in order to satisfy biological and psychological needs. So instant gratification obviously encompasses this and basically just means that you decide you want something and you do it instantly, pretty much. I thought I'd just start with some examples and just some examples from like my life or just things that I've noticed from other people's lives. So I'm going to start with examples of instant gratification. So instant gratification could be physically or hypothetically hitting snooze on something, whether this is like physically hitting it in the morning, oh, I need another 15 minutes, need another hour, you know, whatever the case is, we all have those mornings, or whether it's hypothetically or psychologically hitting snooze on things. So for example, kind of putting blockers up for yourself, like, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that. No, let's just leave it another week. Oh, no, let's just leave it till tomorrow. Let's just leave it, because all that does is just push it back and it makes it more difficult. Another couple of examples of instant gratification could be hunger, comfort, or even like sexual feelings. Needing something in that moment, basically, and not wanting to wait. Getting a takeaway instead of cooking and meal prepping. Buying something instead of waiting, not waking up in time to make your lunch for the next day, and then having to go out and spend money on like lunch while you're in the office. Buying something in a different colour because you wanted it that day and didn't want to wait. I unfortunately have done this and it's really annoying and I wish I waited, and I just feel like I'm a little bit of a champion for instant gratification, which I absolutely hate. I would rather be the other way around. So we're working on it. On the other side of things, here are some examples of delayed gratification. So saving money for a house or your retirement instead of wasting it on small things now that in the long term are just very irrelevant. Like, for example, getting an expensive takeaway rather than walking across the road to Tesco to get a couple of pound pizza. Delayed gratification could be saving up for a bit of tech rather than buying it impulsively, because this really makes you feel like you deserve that piece of technology. It gives you a like really big reward. Something that I'm doing actually is on Monzo, which is my banking app, or one of my banking apps, there's a thing called Roundup. So say you spend like £1.90 on something, the extra 10p that you would have spent if it was like £2 goes into a pot. And basically it's like a little money pot. And what I'm doing is just pretending it doesn't exist. And then in like 3 months' time, I'll have probably like too much money in there, and it will actually be really great for me. It could be money towards a tattoo, it could be money towards something else, it could be money towards equipment, it could be money towards literally anything I want it to be. But like having that there and knowing that like I'm saving without having to think of it, is something that's going to really make me appreciate it when when it does get here. Another example, waiting for the exact model of something to be available rather than rushing into a purchase just because other people have it. This could be like a big purchase, like a car or like a phone. Or it could just be like small things, like maybe you know that your favorite author is going to like release a limited edition book cover, and like instead of buying the one that you think's a bit ugly, you wait an extra month and read the one with a nice cover. Like, it might be irrelevant to some people, but to you that might mean a lot. And you might be waiting for a signed copy of the book. But waiting, like rather than rushing into it, is the kind of delayed gratification part of that. Another one is one that I actually feel like I've aced, which is not very, common in my life. However, letting a friend know you need to prioritise work or schoolwork over meeting them, instead of feeling overwhelmed as a result of this. So for me, I used to be like, yeah, a big yes person, big yes. P.S. Listen to my previous episode on boundaries if you are struggling with being a yes or a no person. Very much worth it, and I'm really proud of that episode. Cool. I used to do that all the time. I used to be like, yeah, let's do this. Before I knew it, I wasn't getting any work done. I wasn't getting anything, any of my goals achieved, and I wasted like a year. Well, more than a year, let's be honest. But before then, I didn't really have any friends, so it wasn't the friends that were holding me back. It was like Netflix. However, I wasted like a year at uni just because I was like, yeah, I'll come out, I'll go out this evening and like get back and have a hangover the next day. It's not worth it. Self-motivation and holding yourself accountable in general are examples of delayed gratification. I think this is a difficult one to kind of master because, you know, everyone gets demotivated sometimes. Everybody doesn't want to do something that they have on their to-do list. Keeping that discipline and holding yourself accountable, whether that's literally with yourself or whether you have like a little accountability partner. I really want an accountability partner. Friends, if you're listening, can we be accountability partners? Because like genuinely, I really want one. So would really appreciate that. Yeah. Holding yourself accountable, making sure that you are ticking things off your to-do list that you know your future self will thank you for, is an example of delayed gratification. So why do we actually want or need instant gratification in our lives? So I actually read a Forbes article before this episode, which said this. So it said, our brains are wired to prioritize short-term needs over long-term goals, which I thought was really interesting and definitely like makes sense in terms of my experience anyway. So effectively, instant gratification consists of small habits that you've built up along a long period of time, and not all of them have to be positive, slash most likely are not positive. So for example, being like, oh, I don't feel like it, no. that's a negative habit, because like not feeling like it isn't, like you're never going to have the motivation for everything you want to achieve. You're going to have huge goals, but like it's about implementing them every day or most days or often that like really gets you to that goal. You don't just like get there like by like a sprinkle of dust unless you're very, very lucky, which is definitely not me. You might be able to tell from my previous podcast episodes, e.g. the one where I mentioned about my teeth problems and everything else, that my luck's not always on my side, I won't lie. Basically, these small habits are what really gets you to your goals, and having the discipline to implement them every day gets you there. But equally, instant gratification is the build-up of the small habits that are not so positive that stop you from getting there. So what you kind of want to do is switch these into more positive habits. The brain responds to short-term desires for satisfaction by releasing dopamine, which is a pleasure hormone that we crave more and more of. We never get enough of it, you know? Something makes us happy, we need more of it. You know, we're watching a TV show, it's really giving us some serotonin. We need more of it. We need more. There's never enough, you know? Therefore, instant gratification like creates these addictive behaviors where we just get addicted to a TV show, addicted to a song. We get like whenever we feel that positive feeling from something or someone, we get addicted to that. The inability to control these small impulses leads to short-term pleasure and reduces the ability really for you to reach your highest potential in the long term. This is something that I've realized throughout my years of being on social media, is that really, like, I have always been like, oh, it doesn't matter if I upload it, whatever, I'll upload next week. And that's not because I don't care, it's because I always wanted this to be a hobby. I never wanted it to be my job, and it became it for a little while and I didn't enjoy it. I'm not even gonna lie. So for me, I really realize now that, like, doing these little things, like editing a little bit each day, or really getting into the habit of creating content every single day, gets me into the mindset that actually I might not feel the best today, but I can create something. And actually, if I do create something, it's going to make me feel way better. It's things like that that kind of make instant gratification into delayed gratification. Now, I need a drink. Oh, this hot chocolate is vile. I'm not being funny. Don't know why I decided to put that much hot chocolate in there. I can't even go and add milk to it because I've run out of milk as well. So I'm just going to have to put up with it. Nice. Good one, Laura. Okay. Now, I just wanted to kind of like touch on two things that I thought were really interesting from my research. So two reasons for instant gratification. So the first is anticipation. Now, I think this is something we can all relate to, you know, if a film or TV show or, you know, like a game or, I don't know, like an expansion pack for The Sims. I actually really love The Sims. So I kind of want to download it again. Oh my God, The Sims. I absolutely love The Sims. Anyway, if we know that a game or film, TV series is coming out, this really builds anticipation in our heads that, like, we need or really want this entertainment, you know, and the enjoyment of the viewing or playing of this thing. Now, a lot of the time we want to experience this product just because of the anticipation it's actually built up and not necessarily because of the thing itself, which is a bit of a shame, I think. And I think this is kind of applies to like concerts as well. Now, an example of this, which I think works, is books. Now, I see, oh my God, so many books online on TikTok, and it tempts me every time, literally every time. I'm like, do I need that book? Maybe I need that book. I don't. I have 10 to 15, probably 15 books that I haven't read in my living room. They're in this huge like hamper box that I got delivered, which, by the way, if you're listening, thank you very much for sending that. One of the clients I was working with actually sent it as a thank you, and it was just so, so sweet and made my entire year. Anyway, I'm now using that hamper box, you'll be glad to know, as a little like book library. How cute, repurposing. Anyway, so that is full. It's full. It's a big hamper and it is full with books that I haven't read yet. So yeah, I do not need that book from TikTok. That book that like my favorite booktuber or book TikToker recommended. I don't need it. I really don't need it. But it could be one to add to my list, you know, for the future when I actually, you know, actually need a book to read. Now, curiosity is a normal human emotion that we all face, and
this Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
enjoy sometimes, and sometimes we're like, why was I curious about that? But I think it's knowing where to draw that line where delayed gratification should be prioritized. Like, I'm curious about this, like, particular camera lens. I really want this camera lens, and oh my god, it's been on my list for like 3 years. And it's like £600, which is quite a lot of money. I try my best to be as aware of things, but £600 is a lot of money for one camera lens. However, I'm determined I'm going to get it at some point. What method I'm going to get that through, I do not know, my friends. However, I will get it. At some point, I'm going to get it. And I know that deep down, so I'm like, cool, nice, you know? If I was to like just jump and get that now, there would be no enjoyment in that. There would be no curiosity in it, because like now I'm like, I'm so excited. I like watch so many videos and I'm like, oh my god, like they've used that lens that I really want. And like, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so excited for when I like saved that money and like specifically for that thing. I have £600. I could buy that lens. But what enjoyment would it give me other than like, oh, I've just bought it. Like, okay, cool, I can use it. But like, oh my god, if I've like saved like £30 a month and, you know, however long after that is, I'm not very good at maths, I then buy it. Like, how satisfying is that? Like, I've saved for this, you know? Now, the other reason for instant gratification that I wanted to mention is uncertainty. And I think this is something that we can all relate to in one way or another. So like doing something, buying something, emotionally investing in something because it may become unavailable if you don't. So for example, you are talking to somebody and you're emotionally invested in them. You are forcing yourself, I guess, to be emotionally invested in something, because if you don't, like they might decide, nah, I'm all right, and leave. And you're afraid of that. Like, you're afraid of that uncertainty again. And it's the same with like doing something or buying something. You're afraid that if like you don't do something or you don't buy something, it might not be there next time you go back to it. You might not, you know, you might not have the time to go back to it. It might not be in the shop next time. Is it the end of the world? Is it the end of the world? There are billions of people on this earth. I think you'll be all right. However, if you, you know, it's up to you. If it's your person, it's your person, but all right. So even though we really want instant gratification, why is delayed gratification actually more rewarding? Now, I feel like this one's kind of self-explanatory, but also something that I probably wouldn't have just like thought of, you know? But learning to delay this like impulse for immediate pleasure in favor for long-term satisfaction is a skill required for like this like long-term growth. Like, I think what we all forget sometimes is that like we're in this for the long run, you know? We have a whole life ahead of us. So like, why are we worried about like how much growth we have in like a month? Why don't we just think about like how much we have in a year, how much we have in 2 years, how much we have in 10. Like, is it really the end of the world if you didn't go to the gym today? No, it's not. It's really not the end of the world. However, equally, is it fun if you look back for like, in like 3 years time, be like, I went to the gym every day. How fun is that, that I can now run a marathon? But also being like, oh, I went to the gym quite a lot. Like, is it really the end of the world to go every day? I don't know. That is a personal decision, one I would not make. I want you to think about the best things that have ever happened to you. Because the best things that have ever happened to you are most likely things that you worked for. You emotionally were tired for these things, or physically, you know, tired for these things. You had to really pour your heart and soul into these things. This meant that when you finally received or reaped the reward of this thing, all of those little struggles you went through were well worth it. And you felt so much of a reward from that thing. Whether this is extra hours at work, whether this is university exams, reading a tough book even, Like, sometimes you get to, like, page 10 and you're like, I'm all right. But if you just waited out to page 30, you'd be, like, well into the story, you know? Staying calm in a situation is one too. In a relationship, delayed gratification can be rewarding when maybe instead of reacting instantly with, like, anger or being upset instantly in an argument, you actually take a minute to just gather your thoughts, gather what's important to argue about, and actually have a meaningful discussion with your partner. Why are you upset? Why is this hurting you? Is it even to do with your partner? Because I feel like a lot of the time, it's not even to do with your partner. You've had a bad day, they've walked in your path, and you're like, get out of my way. I guess the other thing I wanted to talk about in this kind of section of, like, what is both instant and delayed gratification is, how does society encourage instant gratification? I thought this was so interesting when doing my research. So this is something I read, can't remember where, I'm not going to lie to you. I did not write down anything to credit, so apologies if this was you. The need for instant gratification has seeped into every corner of society, from retailers offering same-day delivery services to instant streaming services, yearly upgrades of our tech equipment, and an internet connection that will load a web page in seconds. How annoyed do you get when your web page does not load? Because I can tell you now, I get pretty impatient, and I think I'm a patient person until I have to wait for something. And then all of a sudden, I'm a maniac. Actually, not in all situations. Emotionally, I'm not. However, in a queue, or, like, you know, when you have to, when you're put on hold, when you call the doctors and they're like, you are number 6, and they go, you know, and then they hang up on you when you get there. That's happened to me so many times. I was literally in a cafe with my friend the other day, and this happened to me, and I just looked at her like, oh my god, this is driving me mad. I was on the phone for like an hour. It was really annoying. But anyway, any kind of entertainment being so readily available to us, and any distraction like being a second away, like a millisecond away, like, the internet is really, really making us impatient people. And patience is one of the most amazing things in life, but it comes from being patient with yourself first and really working out, like, what your goals are. I think a lot of the time, like, for me personally, I now, like, if I have to wait for something, like, I can wait. Like, I'm not like sat there twiddling my thumbs. Like, I will entertain myself in one way or another. Even if I don't have anything to listen to or read, like, I would just, like, talk to myself in my brain, which is probably a bit weird, but, yeah, it's probably a bit weird, but anyway. but instant gratification can be, like, as simple as pulling out your phone to scroll through social media when you have to wait in the queue. How often do we do that? I know I do it a lot, and every single time I do it, I'm like, nope, we aren't doing this. We're going to be resilient. And instead of, like, letting your brain work to actually build this resilience, this is a situation where you're choosing, you know, instant gratification over long-term gain, which is never good. Like, resilience and, you know, patience are, like, some of the most important things, and things that you are going to be using in a workplace all the time. And when something goes wrong, you are going to need resilience. So if you're constantly having things to fill these for you, like, you know, oh, for God's sake, my Wi-Fi isn't loading. Breathe a sec. Do you really need to watch that TikTok video? Probably not. And, like, I feel like it's a difficult one because I'm like, as much as I love social media and I think it's an amazing thing, it's created amazing things for everybody, it's also just made us just very impatient. So yeah, I guess that's kind of just food for thought there. Okie doke, I thought I'd give us a little mental break with a little transition there. So I just thought I would just go through what we can actually do to turn instant gratification into delayed gratification. I'm aware this episode is kind of dragging along a little bit, so I'm going to do my best to kind of speed it up. So I do want to preface here before we begin that rest is important. This whole instant versus delayed gratification does not cut out rest. You need rest. Nobody can go at their goals every day and like not have rest. Like, you need that. Like, the consistent thought and action of doing something is what you need to like improve upon in this situation. But like, for example, like, I literally spent the entire day in bed the other day. The entire day. Until dinner time. I did not feel well. I did not feel well. I was exhausted. So therefore, looking after current me so that future me has the opportunity to reach her goals. Like, if I didn't rest, like, I would most likely be unwell today or tomorrow, or even more unwell in a week or a month's time. I can't afford a week off. I don't want a week off. I love being busy. I love doing stuff, but that comes with a price. That comes with making sure that I'm resting too. This is probably, if this episode is going up late within the day, this is probably why, because actually I'm recording this on Wednesday evening because I was ill yesterday, as I mentioned earlier in this episode, and Monday I was in bed all day. I'm not even gonna lie, I was chilling, and I needed it. So if this episode's up late, very sorry, did my best. Okay, let's get back to it. So what can we actually do? So in order to make delayed gratification a sustainable thing for you, something you can do over and over and over, it's important to only commit to taking small steps every day to instill like this sense of like trust and loyalty, I guess, within yourself. Like, I think it all starts with trust. Like, if you can trust yourself to work hard on something, like, that's powerful. So powerful. Like, imagine being there and be like, do you know what? I trust myself to achieve this and to do this. How powerful is that? Because trusting yourself is like, you're the only person that's going to do it. So you've got to trust yourself. For example, you want to run a marathon. Therefore, like, make sure you're exercising every day, every other day, pretty often. If you want to get a promotion, make sure you're showing your efforts to a colleague every day of your work day. If you want to become a freelancer, spend half an hour creating mock-ups each day. You can do it. You can find half an hour. If you want to improve your mental health, find half an hour to journal. I know you think, half an hour? Half an hour? That's a lot of time. No, it's not. How long do you spend on your phone every day? Check your screen time. Yeah, that's what I thought. yeah, no, I'm just as bad. I'm saying this like I'm like the angel of all of this. Definitely not. Just think like what you usually do in that time. Be like, actually, like, future me, like, do I want to be really looking after my mental health, or do I really need to scroll through TikTok as soon as I wake up in the morning? You don't. I hate to break it to you. Also, keep a watch of like things that act as urges for you, whether it be to check social media or to eat something sweet or whatever like the situation is. You don't need to act on all of your urges. Like, you can act on some of them, don't get me wrong. But once you realise that when like these urges actually arise, like in what situation do you think, oh, I'm going to check my phone? In what situation do you think, oh, like, I need comfort, I'm going to have something sweet? I do that all the time, so not a good influence here. I have like Sour Patch Kids in the next room that I bought earlier because I knew tonight was going to be a busy. So we're still working on it. However, when you find out where these things arise, like, you have a better, like, so much of a better chance of resisting them. You can be like, actually, do I really need chocolate to get me through tonight? Do I? And then if you're like, yeah, you're like, okay, cool. But if not, like maybe it just like keeps that thought in your mind of like, actually in the long term I really want to look after my health so that when I am older I actually don't like, I can run around with my kids without a worry, you know. By the way, like, allow yourself to indulge in a treat. You deserve it. But do it consciously, you know, whether, you know, is this the right thing to do? Do you feel like it will really genuinely help you? Can you afford it? Is it good for you? Like, those are like the general things like to just think about. And it doesn't even have to be food. Like, it's not food related at all, really, to be honest. It's just making your decisions consciously rather than being led by your desires. But everyone's led by their desires all the time. So yeah, don't take this advice too seriously, just with a pinch of salt. This is what actually led a lot of people to minimalism and just like making conscious decisions of like, do I need this thing in my life? Does this thing give me these five things that I want to prioritize in my life? Does it give me happiness? Does it give me confidence? Does it give me, I don't know what else. I can't think of anything else. But you know what I mean? Like, if you should have like a top five of things that like, whenever you buy something or do something or spend time with someone, it needs to be like satisfying at least one or two of those five. I also want to add here too that like, allow yourself to like learn about yourself over time. Like, don't beat yourself up. There is no point in that. That doesn't help anybody. You won't be able to resist every urge at once. It's all right. It's fine to give in. You learn to make better decisions, whatever those decisions are to you, if you pay attention to the outcome. So for example, my decision tonight has been focus on content, get this done. And I am like smashing it, by the way. Got loads done already. Anyway, so that just overruled me buying some sweets. I don't care. Like, I bought the sweets. They're very nice. And I will be eating them all tonight. But, like, I, in this moment, prioritized a bigger goal of mine. Okay, so I have a question for you. What is a top priority of yours that you really, really want delayed gratification for? This should be at the top of your mind if you're really wanting to improve on this. For me, this is social media, this podcast, and my freelance work. Three things that are really important to me and require regular hard work, and I'm really putting in that effort each week to make sure it happens. But I'm also not beating myself up. Like, I'm a human being. I deserve rest. I work 40 hours a week as it is. On top of all of that, I have a video a week, a podcast a week, any other social posts, anything else I want to do, freelance stuff, whatever. So I know that that's not an achievable goal for me right now, and it's not going to be consistent every week, but I'm going to try damn hard to make sure I get this podcast out every week, even if it's late. On a personal level, my top priority is, you know, my mental health, managing my time away from the online world. So creating an advance for me to give myself like a week just to look after my brain or, you know, spend time with my loved ones that really just give me that oomph to keep going. Like, oh my God, that gives me everything. Like, I need to do that more often. And I tried to do that last week, but I didn't. And I regret it now because I just have to like keep filming for the next 2 weeks. And I could have had the next 2 weeks completely off. But lesson learned, going to make some changes moving forward. And that's the way that we're viewing stuff like this now. I'll have posted a story over on the podcast Instagram with this question. So please let me know what your priorities are. I would love to know. You don't have to, but I would absolutely love to know what your priorities are that you like really want delayed gratification on. That like your huge goals, you know, your main goals. Welcome to Food for Thought. Okay, right. It's Food for Thought time. Now, as usual, take this however you want. Journal prompt. Something you revisit later in your week. Something you think about on your hot girl walk. something you talk to a colleague or a friend about. Take it as you like. What's one habit you either want to change or implement into your life that will help your future self? Just one habit. I'll chat to you next week about what my answer to that is. I'm so excited to hear what you think and whether you've enjoyed this episode. I feel like it's a little bit different. Like I love recording things where I've done like a little bit of research, you know, got some examples. and I've just literally just written this evening, just chilled. Like this podcast is chill, but informative, hopefully. Anyway, thank you so, so much for listening to today's episode. I am, of course, so, so happy that you are here and really, really appreciate you listening. Thank you. And I hope this has given you something. I hope this has made your day. If it has, let me know, because that would mean a lot. I hope this has like just made you just think in some way about something, whether that's about yourself, about other people, about how you can like just change one thing in your life. You don't need to go and like change your whole life after this episode, don't get me wrong. Anyway, chat to me over on the Instagram at Grow and Grind Pod. I'm going to be having IG stories up today, tomorrow. My personal is Laura Medley with two Y's. You can see me, I don't know, photos I've taken, whatever's on my camera roll, to be honest. I appreciate you a lot. Have an amazing week. And yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Go do something nice for yourself or for someone else right now, whether that is a compliment. Do you see someone around you who's like wearing a cool outfit? Go and tell them. I dare you. I dare you. Okay, cool. See you soon. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.